A U.S. immigration judge ruled on Friday that Mahmoud Khalil, a Palestinian graduate student at Columbia University, can be deported, backing the Trump administration's claim that his activism poses a risk to U.S. foreign policy. Judge Jamie Commands of the LaSalle Immigration Court in Louisiana said she could not overrule a determination made by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who cited the 1952 Immigration and Nationality Act to justify Khalil's removal. Rubio's undated letter, submitted this week, described Khalil's participation in pro-Palestinian protests as anti-Semitic and disruptive, arguing that his presence in the country could negatively impact American foreign policy interests. Khalil, 27, was arrested by federal agents on 8 March at his New York apartment and transferred to an immigrant detention center in Jenna, a rural town 1,200 miles from his university and family. He has not been charged with any crime. Khalil, who was born in a Palestinian refugee camp in Syria and holds Algerian citizenship, became a lawful permanent resident of the United States in 2024. His wife is a U.S. citizen. His legal team said the government was punishing Khalil for protected political speech, including criticism of U.S. support for Israel. They argued the rushed hearing, held inside a jail complex, violated his right to due process. "This is exactly why the Trump administration has sent me to this court, 1,000 miles away from my family," Khalil told the judge after she issued her decision. "Clearly, neither due process nor fairness were present in this hearing." His lead attorney, Mark Vanderhout, said the defense team was given less than 48 hours to review new evidence from the government, including Rubio's letter. A request to subpoena Rubio for questioning was denied. Judge Commands reprimanded Khalil's lawyer during the hearing, saying he was straying from its purpose and had an agenda. She said the law gave the Secretary of State unilateral judgment in such national security matters. The court gave Khalil's team until 23 April to submit an application for relief. Immigration judges can block deportation in certain cases, including if the individual faces persecution in their home country. A separate case in federal court in New Jersey has temporarily halted any deportation while a judge considers whether Khalil's arrest violated the First Amendment. Khalil supporters, who have held demonstrations at Columbia University and beyond, see his case as a test of student free speech rights in the U.S. Some wept as they left Friday's hearing. "He was subject to a charade of due process," Vanderhout said in a statement, "and a weaponization of immigration law to suppress dissent." The U.S. immigration court system is overseen by the Justice Department and is distinct from the independent judicial branch.